Hey everyone, we'll get you to the show in a second. Just want to give you the heads up about our latest Red Men Plus special offer. If you want even more Liverpool content in your lives, both in video and podcast forms, simply head to redmenplus.com. And if you sign up as a yearly captain subscriber and use the promo code RACE, R-A-C-E, you'll get 50% off a yearly subscription. So yeah, that'll get you covered for the rest of this amazing season, the search for a new manager, the summer transfer window, and pretty much all of the new manager's first season as well. So yeah, redmenplus.com, yearly captain subscription, promo code RACE, and get 50% off. I'll see you all over there. Hope you enjoy this podcast that's about to start right now.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello everyone, welcome to the build-up show. Liverpool's pre-season rumbles on towards Geneva and Olympic Lyonnais. I'm your host Paul Machin. I am joined by James Redman. We'll talk about this game in a second, but I just want to highlight that this video is sponsored this week by One Football, the incredible football app for all of your football needs. Football, football, football. There'll be a link to download it in the description underneath this video. If you want to keep up to date with everything that's happened around the mighty Reds or football in general, you can follow everything. It's got match day centres, it's got thought opinions, blogs, etc., etc. So they've got you covered from all angles. Go and download the app and let us know how you're getting on with it in the comments section underneath. Anyway, Leon, James, Liverpool have been at the training camp this week in Evian. Yeah. Finally, I think Jürgen said this is what he lives for. It's been a little bit of a...
Underwhelming.
I'm trying not to get sucked into this really negative rhetoric around everything Liverpool do at the moment because, you know, I got my Twitter account locked for reasons I won't go into on here because people keep telling me stop putting politics on the Redmen YouTube channel. I don't like the Prime Minister very much, but we won't dive into it right now. So I wasn't up to date with quite how miserable everyone was until I turned it back on again and saw it. You're right, I think underwhelming's been the word so far. I'm not sure I necessarily expect it to get much better for this, but we need to keep reminding ourselves that this isn't it's not an excuse. We like to see Liverpool win, and that's the point.
Yeah.
But pre-season, you're not meant to take pre-season seriously, and yet lots of people seem to be.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. And, you know, a lot of people do look at this pre-season and they're like, oh, but we need to go and buy players, this, that and the other. The thing is, though, we're going to have some of our star players back at the start of the season. You know, Mane's going to come back, Salah, Firmino, all these players that make such a huge difference. One thing that we lacked against Napoli, for example, was the attack and threat.
Yeah.
You know, that actual, you know, Origi's good and all, but he's not Firmino, he's not Mane, he's not Salah. And when them three come in, it's a completely different team. Yeah.
These are effectively, you know, you look at a team that are as good as us in Serie A. You know what I mean? And, you know, okay, they're not as intensive in their pre-season as maybe we are. They were lacking a few players as well. But again, it's one of the things. We battered them, absolutely battered them in pre-season last season. No one said it was, you know, I don't think you can celebrate the big wins too much the same way you can't get too downbeat and disheartened by the big defeats. But I think it's right in saying that, you know, we now know Alisson, Firmino, Salah, Shaqiri and Keita have all travelled with the squad over to the pre-season training camp. And I've almost forgotten about a few of those lads, particularly Shaqiri and Keita, because all the focus has been on the front three. So we know Mane's going to be coming in probably at the back end of this week, start of next week, very tight for the start of the season. Having the obviously Alisson, Firmino, Salah makes a big difference. But the likes of Shaqiri and Keita, I don't think either of them really set the league alight last year for us. And both of them had little spells. Probably you'd argue Shaqiri had more notable spells, yeah. I guess. But this is, again, there's five lads coming back into training,
yeah.
who were all good enough to start in Liverpool's first 11.
Yeah, 100%. You know, you look at the players who we have been starting, like Kent and you know, Wilson, etc. Shaqiri's better than both of them players straight off the bat. Yeah. So already that's a big improvement. You look at players like Naby Keita, you know, he's been, you know, at the end of last season, got an injury, was scoring a few goals before he did get that injury. He was actually a big loss, you know, if you really think about it, because he was doing really well.
Yeah.
And now to have him back, it would be good to get him a few minutes just before the season starts, maybe, or so, you know, even if it's just 20 minutes or half an hour, something like that, it'll be just good to get him back into the shape of things instead of throwing him in against Man City or Norwich, etc.
It feels crazy to me that we've got another friendly, and it's worth bearing in mind.
We've had a lot.
No, but absolutely. Yeah. We had another one lined up for next week as well, but only because the Huddersfield game was moved to the Friday. We cancelled, there was one against Schalke at Anfield that was meant to happen midweek week as well.
I remember that
But I'm looking at it and going, Klopp goes big on these pre-season training camps. He loves that Evian camp. That's when he gets to do the intensive work with the players on the training pitch, away from the media glare and what have you. I think it's balmy that we've got another game, but then again, there must be a reason behind it, because Klopp's gone on time and time again. He's mentioned a few times during this tour, particularly over in the States, he's picked the fixtures, he's chosen the tour. This is it must be for a reason. But I want to know for you, do you throw any of the big names in for this game?
Why not? I mean, I suppose not. I don't know who specifically, just because I don't know where the fitness levels are.
Without knowing the full fitness.
All right, then. So hypothetically, everyone's sound.
Yeah.
Is this what we're saying? Okay. All right. I'd like to see Shaqiri play.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to see him get a few minutes. I think Alisson, I think that's quite standard in itself. Yeah. You know, you don't need to be 100% per se.
No, completely.
And you know what? Firmino as well. I think Firmino, he's had quite a bit. He's had quite a bit away. You know what I mean?
He's the one with Salah. To be fair, Salah and Firmino, it's such a fine balance, because this is where it comes back to me. I think it's mad that we've got this many games, is because these lads. What's the balance between rest and needing to play? Rest and sharpness is what we don't understand as fans, because we're not sports scientists.
Yeah,
we're not in there. We're not into. We don't have the analytics. We don't have the data. Because my base logic is it's too soon, particularly for Salah and Firmino. Now, I suspect we'll see them. You know what I mean? I think we might see them off the bench, because you'd like them to have kicked the foot. There's a lot of talk about how seriously we're going to take the Charity Shield.
Yeah.
I think we'll take it seriously.
I hope we take it seriously.
And by that, what I mean is I don't think Salah and Firmino would play 90 minutes on Sunday, but I think they will start, because I think as much as Klopp is very good at not, I don't think he rushes players back.
Nah, he doesn't. You can see with a lot of players that he just likes to slowly get them back in. You saw it when Sturridge had his fair share of injuries. Mm-hmm. He slowly got them back in then. Same with all of the players, really.
But for me, I think it's important for us to win that game on Sunday. I don't think it's an important piece of silverware, but I think it's an important marker for the season.
Yeah.
And I wonder how much is, and that's what we won't know as fans. Is it better, therefore, to give them 20 minutes, 20 minutes, half an hour against Lyon, and then start them at the week? Or is it better for them to have a bit more time off and more time on the training field and say, you don't play at all, but you're going cold? I don't think we're going to know the answer to that.
Yeah, I think the best option probably would to be just give these players that 10, 20 minutes that they'll need. Yeah. I think that's more than enough, as well as training. Because if you just throw them in there against Man City, don't get me wrong, you know, it'll still be good to see them back, but you do still want to go and win that game. It sets you up for the season.
Yeah,
that game, and it is a big game in that sense. But it would be good to see players like Firmino and Salah, just because we haven't seen that spark yet. Yeah. We haven't seen that spark this season. It'd be good to see.
I think it'd settle a few nerves, to be honest. If they come on, just bag the quick goal, you know, then easy. We go, okay, it is fine.
There we go. Everything's a okay. We're all good.
But it's hard, because I'm seeing, touched on earlier, I'm seeing the reactions, I'm seeing people losing their heads. People lose their heads. I've just finished writing this. I've got a book coming out in the next couple of weeks that goes into a lot of the reactions of people throughout the season.
Yeah.
And the thing that gets me, and I find exhausting, is this happens every summer. We see these reactions every because I think people struggle to know the difference a lot of the time between what is a friendly game and what is a competitive game, and how you judge them. And it's worth noting, you know, the amount of fitness work that goes into those games and the build up to them, the amount of training they do, they're not treated in the same way as they are.
Yeah.
The players look knackered because the knacker, but I spoke to Klopp briefly about like the conditions over in the States when they played in Indiana and they played in Boston. They've been so hot, and everyone's going, oh, it's dead hard to play. And I was like, is it a good thing? And he's like, yeah, it's great for fitness to run around in that, but it saps your energy and it makes it harder. So at this point, it's hard for us to judge where Liverpool are at. Yeah. One thing that was quite interesting, I think, what we've seen, we know, I think it's a 29-man squad that's travelled over to the for the camp in particular. Right. We know Larucci's travelled, which is great news to see him. Obviously, that could have been a really, really bad injury against Sevilla. No Curtis Jones, Nat Phillips or Ben Woodburn. I expected that from Nat Phillips and Woodburn. I think it's a shame for Curtis Jones because it kind of shows you that since breaking into that, having that little breakthrough last season, it's not quite kicked on for them.
Yeah, and Jurgen Klopp said that, didn't he? He said, listen, like, we don't care how highly rated you are in terms of fans' perspectives, we look at what you're doing in training, and if you're not performing to the levels that the other lads are performing, we're not gonna just bring you because of what your name is or whatever. It is disappointing because I look at Curtis Jones and I think he's a good young player, and I'd like to see a bit of game time from him. But if Klopp is seeing him in training and it's not good enough, then you've just got to respect the decision.
It's interesting because of course we know Seb Vandenberg's gone, and Harvey Elliott as well. And we saw him very, very briefly, his first appearance at Murrayfield at the weekend. Looks a very tired young player. Hard to judge on such a small sample size. But it tells you how highly rated I think those two lads are that we've bought these two. The kids, you know, they're both very, very young. They're probably too young for the first team.
Yeah.
But I think it shows you the mindset that they think these lads are good enough.
Yeah.
When you've got the likes of, again, Nat Phillips. I don't think Nat Phillips put a foot wrong in pre-season. I thought he had an excellent pre-season last year. Mm-hmm. Injuries probably kept him out of first-team action last year. There's lads who should be ahead of them in the pecking order, that these youngsters have come in now. So, I'm particularly Harvey Elliott. I don't know whether he'll get a game again.
Yeah.
I'd imagine he might get similar sort of 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah, it'd be good to see. You know, Harvey Elliott's one of those signings. You know, everyone was a bit like, oh, who's this kid again? But the thing is, though, if you look at Liverpool in the past with young players, like, here's an example, Dele Alli. We didn't go out and buy him when he was some big prospect at MK Dons. Yeah. And look at him now. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? And I'm not saying Harvey Elliott's going to become that, but I'm just saying it's there. We've gone out and bought him. There was big clubs linked to him, PSG, Barcelona, Real Madrid, and we were the ones who swooped in and got him. And that's a good thing. That's a big club intention, I think, in a way. And it would be good to see what he's got to offer.
I agree. And you know, he looks at the lad who's prepared to take his opportunity to shine as well. And where we are now is we've got our first team is largely set. Yeah. You've got a couple of players you can come in at, you know, you can rotate Gomez and Matip and not see a particularly great drop off, etc. Mm-hmm. We've got plenty of options in the midfield. Yeah. But we're starting to build this lads behind the lads who are all capable, who are actually probably a bit young. You wouldn't go, right, you're starting the season. You're not going to come in like Keanu Hoover's not going to start right back this season. No. He's not going to have 10 games at right back consecutive unless we have major injuries. Mm-hmm. And the same goes for Vandenberg and Elliott as well, and Brewster. But we've now got this. We're building the next spine already. And that's another thing that what pre-season's meant to be for is having a look at these things, starting to get this little taste so you can start to get a sense for the wider picture, because that's what Liverpool are now. For so many years, we were built to, like, got to go for immediacy, got to try and cut corners, got to try and get to the top, whereas it feels like there's breathing room at the club for now. It's been having the life suffocated out of it, I think, by a lot of the social media that surrounds. And look, I hate seeing Liverpool not win. I'm down in the dumps because I've just watched a bunch of Liverpool games where we haven't won. And it's very hard.
Poor performances as well.
Again, and it's hard to unpick that, because seeing Liverpool lose, it's like hard coded into your DNA.
Yeah.
To have a cloud over your head when
the Reds
aren't performing.
It's like, oh wait, we can actually play bad. Like, we've actually got that on us to play bad. Like, I was watching us against Napoli, and I was just thinking, like,
yeah,
like, is this what I'm actually watching? Like, am I seeing these gaps in this? The best defence in the league last season. Like, am I seeing this?
Exactly, and that's what it is. It's very hard to be chirpy and upbeat when you're watching that. You can see from the good thing is that you're not getting Jurgen Klopp coming out and going, yeah, that was boss, that, no problems. He's coming out and going, nah, that was crap.
Yeah.
But, you know, as with anything, the beauty of it being is you want to get the crap stuff out of your system to some extent, and you're meant to learn more from your mistakes, because what's to be learned? There's nothing to be learned from smashing Napoli 5-0. Last year, no lessons were learned. Mm-mm. Because did it make us more? Were we brilliant against Napoli in the Champions League as a result? No, we were crap against Napoli in the Champions League as a result. And we scraped out of that group because of how poor we were, particularly away from home. So, you've got to go away. You've got to go and give the team a kick up the arse. And hopefully it starts with this Lyon game. But most importantly, it should hopefully start from the weekend with the Charity Shield.
Yeah.
One player we know will miss out. Nathaniel Clyne, as we know, is going to be out for at least half a year with his ACL. And Ryan Kent missed out on the training camp, reportedly due to illness. My immediate reaction when I saw he missed out was, well, that's probably him done and getting ready to be shipped on.
Yeah.
But on thisisanfield.com, they were saying it is reportedly illness, which is a shame because I think this was probably his last chance to shine.
Yeah.
Now, again, I spoke to Jürgen about this over in the States, and he's very much of the opinion that it's not like one game's not going to do it and one training session doesn't do it. They'll have their opinion formed on Ryan Kent already. But from us, it does feel a little like you're not going to be able to... I don't think we're going to carry Wilson and Kent. It's always felt like we might keep one or the other.
Mm.
And this might have been one more time for Ryan Kent just to... Maybe just to tip the scale slightly in his favour that he's going to miss out on.
I'm quite a fan of Ryan Kent. I always have been. I've always seen him. And a lot of people have said he's not good enough and fair enough. But I just feel he hasn't really been given the chance. I think he'll loan him out to Rangers. He gets the young player of the year. He proves you wrong there. And then he comes back in pre-season. You can see he gets at defenders.
Yeah.
He really just causes problems. And even though the end product might not be quite there, that can be worked on. That can be worked on around the best
players. If you could combine Harry Wilson and Ryan Kent, you'd have an amazing player. We used to always say this about Jordan Henderson and Jonjo Shelvey. If you could combine them, you'd have Steven Gerrard. Kent's got the pace, he's got the direct run, he's got the ability to beat a man, he's got that X factor that I would given the choice, I'd have him over Harry Wilson, but Harry Wilson does have the ability, he's got a greater ability to stick the ball in the back of the net. So it's going to be interesting to see because, deadline day is closes back end of next week just before the season starts. It doesn't look like Liverpool are going to go again in the market, so it will be down to the players there. And we said pre-season, we can't know unequivocally based on pre-season in any way, shape or form. But I think as fans, we'll be loads more relaxed about things and loads more encouraged if we just see a little bit more. As I say, this is what this game is about. You want to come out of this game regardless of the result.
Yeah.
I think we could do with a win just for our own morale.
Yeah.
Sat in the stands or whatever.
Not even just morale. We're talking about this game against Man City. If anything, you want to actually be going into that game with good morale.
Yeah.
Because you want to go into the season with good morale. You want to go into that game as well. Because if you go into that game down in the dumps, lack of fitness, whatever, it just shows.
The problem we've got, and I understand why people will be downbeat about it, because logic follows that when you see Liverpool lose games, it means they're in a bad run of form, and that means that it's then going to be harder to win games down the line.
Yeah.
Whereas I think it's hard right now. We don't know. We can never know, of course, but it's hard. It's worth remembering the pre-season. It's a different animal.
Oh, yeah.
It's a different beast because of just how you build up and how you prepare for football matches. And the point is, no one will remember any of these results if Liverpool win the Charity Shield.
Yeah.
Or if Liverpool, or no one will remember the Charity Shield if you win the opening couple of games of the league season and you win the Super Cup, etc., etc., etc. Throw all these permutations together. But it would be nice for Liverpool just to win, just to round off pre-season, put a big smile on our faces, and then we can properly buzz and get excited for
the septuple as well. Be the start of the septuple, winning all seven trophies this season.
I'm bang up for that. And then the one encouraging thing, of course, Nabil Fekir having joined Betis means we won't have the Nabil Fekir circus. So there's one note of encouragement ahead of this game. Let us know, Eddie, you've got in the comments, how are you handling pre-season? What do you think about the fact that, obviously, they haven't been in great form? Does that make you more nervous for the season approaching, more down in the dumps? Or are you one of those people who just literally switches off pre-season, lets it roll off the back, as we all should do?
I think that's what happened to me.
Why do we take it so soon?
I know.
Because we sell out 40,000 capacity stadiums.
Yeah. Do you know what I done yesterday? Yeah, I was watching the game against Napoli and it got to half time. I was just thinking, right, I'm not going to let this stress me out.
Yeah.
Whack the Xbox on, turn over HDMI 2, whack the Xbox on, play a bit of FIFA, play with Liverpool, win Champions League, win games, and then you're an happy man at the end of the day. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. But, and it's the way to be. I think that's the point. If you can't emotionally handle the stress of pre-season, it's worth remembering that you don't need to consume every single second of it. Switch off, because the Charity Shield, and even the Charity Shield, God almighty, it's mad that we're in a world where we're actually like the Charity Shield's become dead important.
I know.
But like even back in the day, we used to share it and you'd be like, oh, well, you didn't win the Charity Shield, who's arsed?
Yeah.
But I'm arsed. I want us to win as many shiny, silvery things as possible. I was gutted we shared the Western Union Cup.
I know, for fuck's sake.
Do you want to the penalty shootout? I go, right, lads, we'll go down. It's the Sport in Lisbon TV. You can come and have a penalty shootout against us. We'll decide this now if the players need to rest. But Leslie, thoughts on anything we discussed in the comments below? Score predictions, what 11s you'd like to see and beyond. And you can tweet us at the Redmen TV as well. And don't forget, got two amazing things. Obviously, we're sponsored by One Football, but we've got an interview with the boss, the gaffer, the mad German himself, Jürgen Klopp.
Oh my
is
God.
On theredmentv.com. He sat down with Chris Page after 20 odd minutes. It's exclusive on the website. There will be a segment of it going out on YouTube for you to have a little taste of it, but it's brilliant. Talks about tactics, talks about the coaching, talks about the Champions League final and the reactions around that, and builds up towards the new season with an incredible rallying cry. Get over there, start your free month trial. It's brilliant. It's literally what I live for, is getting that. We get occasionally get to sit down with Jürgen, and he makes me feel better about life.
It just makes you feel better about life, doesn't he?
And he will do to you as well. So yeah, it's completely free for the first month. Go over to theredmentv.com, sign up, check it out, and we'll see you there.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.